Aleisho, Chelik Beis, Tav Kuf Pei Dalet. The third chapter is entitled Binyan HaBitachon. HaBitachon Ulai HaMidah Elyona Shadam Yechol Leasig. Bitachon is arguably the supreme level, the highest level that a person can achieve. Neichachnu L'Rois Zeus B'Shnei HaPerakim HaKudmim. We saw this in the two previous chapters. Eich Zochim L'Midah Zei, how does one earn it? Hitzericha Litzmuach B'Nafshenu Kechol HaMahalois. There has to be an organic process of growth within a person's nefesh, like in all achievements. Aval yishnam gan derechim livnois isa. There are also ways to build it, a systematic, pre-planned approach to develop it. Bedarkei binyan habitachon nasek be'ezras Hashem befek zeh ubefrakim habayim acharav. So we're talking in this chapter and the coming chapters about binyan as opposed to tzemicha. Tnan davis be'gimel mishna yud zayin. Kol shechochmasei meruba mima'asav. A person whose wisdom is greater than his deeds. His deeds don't match his knowledge. Lema hudume, what does he resemble? Le'ilan she'anafav merubin ve'sherashav mu'atin. The Tana compares it to a tree with very developed foliage, lots of branches, but few roots. Ve'aruach ba'a ve'yukartoi ve'yufachto al panav. And therefore, a powerful wind can come and uproot it and completely overturn it because there are very few roots. Shenema, he quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyahu Yud Zayin, "Vaya ke'arar ba'arava," like a tumbleweed in the plains. "Velo yireh ki yavo itov," he will not merit to see when the good times come. "Veshochin haririm b'midbar," dwelling in the wilderness. "Eretz melecha v'lois yishev," salty land not inhabited. Aval kol shemasa merubin mechokhmasoi, a person whose deeds are greater than his wisdom. Lema hu doime, he is compared to ilan she'anafav mu'atin v'sherashav merubin, a tree with many roots and relatively few branches. She'afilu kol aruchoiz bo'ez v'nashvoiz bo, even if powerful winds come, ein mezizin oisoim emekoimoi, they don't manage to uproot it. She'nema, then in Yirmiyahu Yudzayin, v'ayah ke'etz shasul al-maim, like a tree planted by the water. Val yuval yeshalach she'roshav, it sends its roots towards the spring, towards the stream. V'lo yir'eki avoichoim, doesn't suffer from the heat. Vaya aliyur anan, very fresh foliage of Vishnas Batzes lo yidag, velo yamish me'asuspe, it never stops producing fruit. The author explains, Shereshei ha'adam beruchanius em ma'asav. In the spiritual realm, a person's roots are his deeds, or his accomplishments, his actual actions. Chochmai otzma ruchanius. Wisdom is a spiritual force, it's a power. Aval hidu imale anfei ha'ilan. The Tana compares it to the branches, hayonkim min ha'shoresh. The branches, of course, get their sustenance from the roots. Zei semes, in different words, ha'chokhmai tachlis. The wisdom is the end goal. Mimena alaf anaf ale ufri. That's like the branches, the leaves, and ultimately the fruit, which is what you want. So the chokhma is the fruit. It's the end goal. It's the objective. Ach shoresh kol ma'ala hu ma'aseh agufani. But the root which feeds it, which nourishes and ultimately leads to the production of fruit, the shoresh is the actual physical act. Ubevadai bechokhmas ha'terah ma'aseh mitzvos advarim amurim. We're talking about the context of Torah, the chokhma of Torah, knowledge of the sugyos, the halachos, and the, when we're speaking about the actual accomplishment, we're talking about mitzvos. Umfirash amur chazal. Chazal tell us explicitly in Yevamos daf kuf tes, kol ha'imer ein li ela Torah, afilo Torah ein loy. The person says, all I have is Torah. Does not even have that. My tama, omaret papa omakra ulmadtem va'asisem. The Torah juxtaposes the learning to the doing. Kol sheyeshnei be'asiyah yeshom bilmida. If a person fulfills what he's learning, then he's considered to be in learning. Kol she'enu be'asiyah enu bilmida. And the converse is also true. Vuna sake eitz shosul. It becomes like a planted tree, transplanted, we'll see. Ha'evdel ben neti'a u'shesila. We have at least two verbs, two nouns in Hebrew. Neti'a u'shesila, which are seemingly synonymous. They apply to planting. But the difference is, ki shesila nikra im oikerilan memekum echad v'sheslo b'makom acher. That second term is used if a person uproots a tree from one place and puts it in another. I found later on in the Malbim. The Malbim wrote a lesser known work called Sefer HaKarmel. And if you look at page 230, where it discusses this difference between Nata and Shasal, it says, Shepoal Nata, The verb nata hunach be'etzem al shemaniach garin hazera ba'etz is used in Lashon HaKodesh to indicate planting, taking a seed and planting it in the ground. Whereas u'fal shosal hunach al etz she'okrim mesoim in kolmoi. Shosal is when you take a tree or a sapling, uproot it and replant it, transplant it elsewhere. Exactly what the author is saying over here. And the neshama was uprooted, it was taken from its abode, and then it's transplanted into the body. The advantage it has, it here, it has wonderful water, here it's able to fulfill mitzvahs, to learn Torah, in Olam Haba it cannot. The intention of Hashem is for the good of the person. The peiros he produces over here, he takes in Olam Haba. That's the explanation of Ruach Chaim here in the Mishnah, on the Mishnah Pekei Avos. Pelehu, it's surprising what you're saying. It is wondrous. Ki Adam nishtal be'olam shel hakedusha davka ledei ma'asei hamitzvos. A person is rooted. He takes root in Olam Hakedusha through the actions of mitzvos. The point that we made above, the root of ma'alois is in abundant deeds, in accomplishment. That's we said, that's the fruit, that's the objective ultimately, but not the root. The same process, the same ideas we find in the fact that Bnei Israel said na'aseh before Nishma, Shem Amdu al Seidze. They ascertained it. They didn't just say the words. They perceived this profound idea, Shakotzech Litzvach Mimasim, that it has to grow from actions, from fulfillment of things. Ve'alze Amru Sham B'Shabbos Pe'ches, Chazal comment in that Gemara, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Migila Levonai Raz Ze. Who revealed to my children this secret? Shemalachei HaShoreis Mishtamshim Bo. It's something that Malachei HaShoreis are masters of. Shneimar, the pasuk in Tehillim, I think it's Kuf Gimel, Baruchu Hashem Malachav, it speaks about the Malachim, Oisei Devaroi, Lishmoya Bekol Devaroi. The Malachim are described as Oisei Devaroi, they accomplish, they do, and then they understand. Vekor'u likdimas na'aseh raz. Chazal in that Gemara referred to this idea of putting the na'aseh before the Nishma is raz, kiseidu. It's a profound and hidden idea. Again, the chokhmah, which is like the fruit, sprouts from actions, from fulfillment. In the same way as branches grow from the root, or nourish themselves from the roots. Al kegoin ze sharim b'shir kavod. A similar idea in shir kavod. Asapera kevodcha veloy reisicha. So I relate your glory, even though I didn't see you. Adamecha achanecha. I give names to Hashem, without knowing the essence of Hashem. B'yad nevi'echa, b'soid avodecha, the nevi'im are called avodim, dimisa hadar kevod hodecha. Meaning, the author explains, hari hadmus mehadar kevod hodeiz barach. That achievement of knowing something of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what the nevi'im saw, zeichim lakir davka misod ha'avdus l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'maaseh. That sprouts from avdus, from actions. It's through that the Nevi'im were avadim of Hashem, and they did. They committed themselves to action that they earned this ability afterwards to see. Now, ad kan ha'isamkus b'mishnah hanal, we've discussed that Mishnah in Pekei Avos. Ha'pelehu, in our context, what's astonishing is she'atana mevir re'ayasei me'apsukim b'Yirmiyahu. All those psukim over there that we cited are in Yirmiyahu. Ve'shamu medavar bitachoin. The context of Yirmiyahu is bitachoin. Ve'chach omar Yirmiyahu. We look at Perek Yud Zayin, Psukim Hei Tuches. Koi amar Hashem, arur hagever ha'shivtach ba'adam. Cursed is the person who trusts in man. Ve'sam basar zeroi. Again, trust in man, different words. U'min Hashem yasur liboy. And his heart turns from Hashem. Then come the words that we start in the Mishnah. Ve'haya ke'ar arbar ve'il be like a tumbleweed in the plains ve'l'erik yavaytev. You won't see the good. Ve'shachin chayim b'midmah. It was in the wilderness. Da-da-da. Baruch ha'gever ha'shivtach b'Hashem. Blessed is the individual who trusts and relies on Hashem. Haya Hashem yivtachoy. And then come the psukim that we started in the Mishnah. Vaya ke'itz shesul al maim. Like a tree planted right by the water. Ve'yuvali shalach shavashav. Sending its roots to the stream. Behechach navinis ha'mishnah kach. Necessarily, we have to understand the Mishnah as follows. Ki ha'gever ha'shivtach ba'adam. A person who trusts in man, including himself, umin Hashem yesur liboy, and his heart turns from Hashem, who mishe chokhmasoy merubah mimaasav. That's how the Tana characterized him. It's a person whose wisdom is greater than his deeds. And the converse, v'zeh sheivtach b'Hashem, v'zeh shemaasav merubim. The person who trusts in Hashem is the one that the Tana describes as maasav merubim. Lefima shebi'arna dvarim berurim. According to our explanation, our introduction, it's clear. Maasav merubim hi hashrasha be'ilam shel kedusha. When a person's deeds are abundant, he is rooted in a world of kedusha. Umikarka shel kedusha tzeimeach habitachon. From that holy soil, what grows is bitachon. Chochmasoy meruba, where's the negative side of it, when the person's wisdom is greater than his deeds, ein kan hashrasha. There's no, he's not rooted. Chochmai atzma ha-peri ve'alei. As we said, chochma is the fruit, it's the leaves. Aval koach atzmecha ein, but it can't grow, it's not connected to roots. Lachen gam bitachoin ein kan, and therefore there's no bitachoin hu yivtach b'chochmasoy. He can only rely on his wisdom, on his initiative, on his wealthy father. U'min Hashem yesur liboy. He doesn't trust in Hashem. So here we reveal the first fundamental, first foundation in building bitachon. To be rooted in abundant, in numerous actions of mitzvois. That's the first. Ribui ma'asim u'bidiyuk inyan hikdimu na'aseh l'nishma. This idea of ribui ma'asim, of many actions, is exactly this, hikdimu na'aseh l'nishma, preceding putting na'aseh before nishma, v'shegam zeu gilui shebitachon. That too, we explained in the previous chapters, is a revelation of bitachon. V'pizmoy la'asara b'teyves, yesh davar anagia l'inenu. La'asara b'teyves, of course, a fast day. And in the pizmoy over there, there's something that is relevant to us. V'yos mechabro echad ma'rishonim, it was composed by one of the rishonim, kedai lono l'isamek bo, it's worthwhile to delve into it. Avoisai ki botachu b'shem elokei tzuri, when my forefathers, they trusted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gadalu v'itzlichu v'gam asu peri. They grew, they succeeded and produced fruit. Ume'eis hudachu v'alchu imo ikeri, but once they were pushed aside, and halchu imo ikeri is, of course, a paraphrase of what the Torah speaks about in the Techacha of Bechukoi Sai, to go casually with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then hayu aloich b'chaseh ad ha-chodesh ha-asiri. They were diminished progressively until the Chodesh ha-asiri. Ha-pizmoin ma'amid ha-lichaskeri mula bitachon. It's clear that the pizmoin contrasts this concept of ha-lichaskeri, of walking casually, as with batachu, with bitachon. Hare she'ele hem shnei negudim, so that this Rishon is teaching us that these are two contradictory concepts. Ha-teichacha b'chuk Yisai b'nuya aninan. The Teichacha in Parashas b'chuk Yisai is built on this concept. La-rishana u'nizgar b'fasuk. The first time it's mentioned is in the pasuk, Ve'im telechu imi keri, says Hashem, if you will walk against me, keri, casually, ve'lo yitavu lishmoni, you don't wish to listen to me, ve'yosafti alechem makah shevak echato yiseichem. There will be unpleasant consequences. Ve'chosav Rashi, as the Rashi explains this term, it's an unusual term, it's not a common word, keri. Rashi explains, Rabbi Yisrael Amru, Arai, b'mikre. They taught that this keri connotes coincidental, something that is casual. She'eino elali frakim. It's intermittent. It's once in a while. It's not permanent. V'chein telchu arai b'mitzvois. That's what it's describing here. A casual approach to mitzvois. Lefize hanigud baru. So then the opposite now is clear. The contrast is clear. Mi she'olech arai b'mitzvois einu mushrash b'kdusha. A person whose approach to mitzvois is this arai, this casual, temporary, coincidental type of attitude, is not rooted in kedusha. Ki hashrasha yikvius v'kiyumt midi. To be rooted means kavua, fixed, committed, fulfilling. V'zeo hanigud l'bitachon. And arai is the opposite of that. Let's take a look at this sugya, which we discussed in Aleishu in the first volume on Daf Samech Zayin. Omar Ravin Barav Adam Rabbi Yochanan. Kol haragil avoy leveis haknesses veloi bayom echad. The person who comes every day, regular, to shul, and then he misses a day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mash'il boy. There are questions then raised. Why is he not here? שנאמר, מי בוכים יראי השם, שומע בכל עבדוי השאלך חשיכים ועיני גלוי. The pasuk says, speaks about יראי השם, and then הלך חשיכים, he walks in the darkness, אין נגר, he has no light. אם לדבר מצווה הלך, it was, if he missed shul because it was some דבר מצווה, נגלוי, there will be light. However, אם לדבר רשוס הלך, it was דבר רשוס, it wasn't strictly necessary, אין נגלוי. Then the pasuk continues, יבטח בשם השם, מה איתמה? דהבלי לבטוח בשם השם ולא בטח. This person who went for דבר רשוס should have trusted in הקדוש ברוך הוא, and he did not. Rashi explains, Mashil boy, when we said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks, Mati voishel pnoi, lama lo iba, why did Pliny not come to shul today? Yirei Hashem sheya regila, voyelav, he used to come regularly, asher halach chasheichim. He walks in the dark, asher ata halach limkoim choyshech, asher yimna atzmo milashkim lefischi. He's walking in a place of darkness. He avoided coming to shul. The author explains, Haragil lavoy leves haknesses bikvius. A person who makes a kvius, he has a regular arrangement, a regular minyan. Koyveh le'atzmoi mador miyuchad v'ashkachas Hashem alav. He places himself in a particular, literally a compartment, in a particular class in terms of hashgacha. And we explained this in the first volume of Alei Shur, that the more fixed a person is, the more, routine is not a positive word in our language, but the more fixed is in his arrangements, the greater the hashgacha. לכן אם יום אחד לא יבא, if he misses a day, הקדוש ברוך הוא משאיל בוי, שיש לזה השגחה מיוחדת, הקדוש ברוך הוא is involved, is concerned. אם הלך לדבר מצווה הדייחס התפילה בבית הכנסת, if you go to דבר מצווה which supersedes תפילה בבית הכנסת, נהיג לוי, there's light, meaning שבית יחסית יהיה לו סייעת הדשמיה. Light here means he'll be the beneficiary of divine assistance. אם הלך לדבר רשוס, if he goes to something, that's רשוס, אין נהיג אלוהי, שלא תהיה לו סייעתא דשמיא בדרכוי, there won't be any divine assistance, דהבה ללבטוח בשם השם. He should have trusted in הקדוש ברוך הוא, as the pasuk goes on to say. הננו לומדים בזה הלכה למעשה. We learn over here, הלכה למעשה. ההרגל הקבוע במצווה אחת. When a person has a habit, a fixed arrangement for a mitzvah, מטיל על האדם דין וחיוב של ביטחון. What that imposes on the person is a din and obligation of ביטחון. שלא יבטל את המצווה בשביל איזה דבר שברשוס. Not to negate, to neglect the mitzvah for something which is רשוס. יקיים את המצווה ואחר כך ילך דבר רשוס. You must fulfill the mitzvah and then go to דבר רשוס ויהיה בטוח בשם שלא יהיה לו מזה נזק. And trust here, this is the obligation of ביטחון, that no harm will arise from that. חיוב זה של ביטחון נובע מהקביעות שלו במצווה. So this obligation of ביטחון stems from the fact that he's now established a קביעות. It's established and permanent. והשגחה מיוחדת אשרה לו בעניין זה. And the fact that we said that when a person establishes something permanent, there's a particular השגחה. It's a higher level now of a divine involvement. ממילא, there's a higher responsibility for ביטחון. הקביעות והשגחה מחייבו יש כאן בביטחון. Again, the fixedness and the corresponding involvement by Hashem obligate him to exercise bitachon and therefore not to negate and neglect the mitzvah unless it's a dvar mitzvah. Haim efshar lechayev adam lisnag bevitachon afal pishenu bemedrega zoi. Is it possible to obligate a person to act with bitachon which is beyond his level? Loi. The answer is no. Harei matzinu betzeis Yisrael amilchama. We find that when Bnei Yisrael went out to war, שהכהן המשוח מלחמה מבטח להם, that particular כהן, that כהן with the specific position, משוח מלחמה, he promised them, assured them, כי השם אלוהיכם הילך עמכם להילחם לכם עם אויביכם, להושיע אתכם, השם is going with you to wage battle on your behalf in פרשת שפטים. ואחר כך, and then, the פסוקים עד, ויוספו השיטרים לדבר אל העם, then the officers speak to the men, to the people, ואמרו, and then they start, whittling down. מי האיש הירי ורח לבב ילך וישב לביסוי. He must turn back, he must go home. ולא ימסס לבב אחיו כלבבו. Not to melt the hearts of his brethren as his heart. על זה כוסף הרמב"ן. He comments over there. ועל דעס רבי עקיבא כמשמעו. Because רבי עקיבא, there is, it's a machlokes between him and, if I remember correctly, רבי יוסי הגלילי, as to the meaning of here. According to רבי עקיבא כמשמעו. Not talking about somebody who has a virus and whatever. כי מי שירי אחר הבטחה סכויהן, A person who is still afraid after this assurance of the Kohen, einenu botech bashim karui. There's a deficiency in his bitachoin. Velo yeyosei lo anes, and therefore the nes will not be done for him. Vetam verachalivav, soft-hearted in the pasuk, she'enu betivoy lirois makas cherev vehereg. He's squeamish. Ki ayereu asher lo yivtach, he is afraid, he's not, doesn't have bitachoin, v'chzir osem ipnei mi'ut bitachoinu, and therefore they turn him back because of his lack of bitachoin. The author elaborates, harei ze shama havtacha mekohen shelo yipol mesearos rashi arza. This individual heard an assurance from the Kohen that he will not as much as lose a hair from his head. And that should have inspired his bitachoin. Aval hu lo yibotach, he did not, velachin muhach l'shuv v'sei, he's obligated to turn back and go home. Af shaya kan chiyuv shel bitachon, there was an obligation. Aval kivan shesef seif lo yibotach, at the end of the day, since he didn't reach that level, e efshar lechayvoy letzes lemilchama, one cannot obligate him to go out to war. Bitachon hi ma'ala atzuma, bitachon is a, we've said this already, a supreme achievement, a supreme level. Mi shelo higi ela, a person who has achieved it, af sheyesh makom lechayvoy letzes bitachon, even though we see over here, there's room to say that he's obligated, e efshar lechayvoy behanhaga, you said this al bitachon, we can't obligate him to act in accordance with the level of bitachon that he hasn't achieved. Al reka ze, with this background in mind, yuvan b'yeser se'eis achiyuv lisnagi bebitachon l'mi sheregil b'mitzvah. Now we'll understand more intensely, better, the obligation to act with bitachon when it comes to a person who has a fixed mitzvah. Es hergil ze hu kibel al atzmo. This particular habit, we're talking about a mitzvah habit, he took it upon himself. V'amad bo atko, up to now, he had fulfilled it. He did it. He put himself into a higher level of Ashgacha. As we've said many times, by taking on something permanently, he puts himself in a higher level of divine involvement. One is not permitted then to negate or neglect that fixity, the regular performance of that mitzvah. Unless it's a mitzvah that supersedes it. Mitzad ha'ergel shelo v'ashgacha miyuchedes shekibel atzmoi. So from this perspective of his habit and the specific higher hashgacha that he took upon him, that he received, chal alav din shel bitachon. Then now is incumbent upon him a din of bitachon, to trust that he must do it. If it's a dvar reshus, he must do the mitzvah and later on deal with the reshus. Ki kesheyesh kan hashrasha b'kedusha, when there's a rootedness in kedusha, he a bitachon, that's the bitachon, v'ovo yechayev lisneg, and he's obligated to then act with bitachon. Summary, sikum. Al shreisha yesedes amadu befek ze. We ascertain three foundations in this chapter. Harishoin. The first, bitachon tzimech mehashrasha b'kaka shel kedusha. Bitachon sprouts from being rooted in ground of kedusha, with sanctified soil. Hashrashazos misavale de ribui maase mitzvos. In practical terms, this rootedness we're speaking about comes about through an abundance of maase mitzvos. That's a practical aspect of it, to accomplish things, to do things in mitzvos. Chochma meruba leumas maase meatim hi bitachon ba'adam. The Tanna characterized great intellectual achievements, but when they're accompanied with relatively few acts, as trusting in man, perhaps in himself or in some other person. Ha'adam mishta'asha b'chokhma chokhma. So the person amuses himself in his wisdom, in wisdom in general, in his wisdom, he amuses himself. V'chashuvan yosem ha'kavanah l'arbos masim. It's more important to him than the ultimate goal of achieving, of doing. V'zeu u'min Hashem yisulibu. That's what the pasuk says, that his heart turns from Hashem. Sheinis, the second fundamental, ha'hefech shel bitachonu halicha imo yisbarach kiri. The opposite bitachon is to walk casually. Aray b'mitzvois. These mitzvois are casual, coincidental. Im ein kvius b'masim en kan hashashay. If a person doesn't have fixed actions, he cannot be rooted. Rootedness means exactly that, fixed and permanent. Shelishis, the third fundamental, haragil b'masid, of a person who's established some routine which is positive. Chayav l'amshich b'kevius. He is obligated to continue with that. Even though on occasion he had to neglect it because of some inyan of rishus, he has to continue it. Hakviyus machnisas lemador miuchad shel hashgacha inyan. This permanence puts him into a higher level of hashgacha, subject to more intense and more immediate hashgacha. Uvazeh chal alav chiyuv liisnaheg bivitachon, and thereby the now becomes incumbent upon him. It becomes incumbent upon him to act with bitachon, ve'lo lidchos hadavar, and not to push aside the matter, ela im ken lidvar mitzvah utzech laleches, unless there's some mitzvah that supersedes it. Imu mevatel hakviyus bishvil davar sheberishus, if he nonetheless neglects or ruins the kviyus for some matter which is reshus, ein lo al zesiyat adishmaya, there's no divine assistance. Ma she'en ken imu me'acher halicha ve'enu mevatel hakviyus. Not so if he sticks to his kviyus, later on does the dvar reshus, there'll be siyat adishmaya. Ad kama.